InfoWars. Tomorrow's news, today.
July 14th, 2025. This is the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer filling in for Alex today. We will be hearing from Alex on some bad news dealing with the fluoride in the water, the known neurotoxin that they put in the water for all of us to consume, known to lower IQ and make the human species easier to dominate and conquer. Oh, yes, that's right. How convenient. That's what they put in the water. So we have some bad news on that, Alex, with a report coming up in about 30 minutes on that. I've got multiple stacks of news dealing with the Epstein files and then all the different talking points and angles and perspectives from over the weekend. But one thing remains consistent. It's been a complete messaging disaster. It's been a complete PR disaster. And I wouldn't say we're past the point of no return quite yet. Others would. Many would. I'm not sure if I'm willing to say that. But if we're not, we're getting close. We're getting close to past the point of no return dealing with the Epstein files. And then we've got some weird... I'll probably just read the entire Truth Social from Trump that's just strange. And then what he said about Bongino, who was left out of that post, did mention Patel, did mention Bondi, but didn't mention Bongino, and then said something about Bongino on a tarmac later that we'll play that. So we got that. Then we got some other stuff going on with the DOJ and Pam Bondi. And now, the auto pen scandal back in the news, they blew it. They've completely blown it. And I'm just stunned. I guess I shouldn't be. But I am. Now the Democrats and the Biden administration have had the time and the resources to circle the wagons, get on message, and now they're going to have their excuse for the auto pen. And they've already got it. And they're saying, oh, well, yeah, okay. There was an auto pen, but it was all above board, and Biden was there for the whole thing. It's just, you know, these are thousands of signatures. We didn't want to have him sit there and sign it all. So we just had the auto pen. But he was right there. He confirmed it. It's all above board. It's all good. So they got their story straight. So you gave him how many months? You gave him how many months instead of moving after the Democrats and the Biden administration with the auto pen scandal? You gave him enough time. Now they've got their story straight, and you probably don't have a case. And even if you do, they're just going to all be on message and just get away with it anyway. But what did the White House prioritize? Well, now they're waffling. Oh, there's not going to be aid for Ukraine. There is going to be aid for Ukraine. There's not going to be aid for Ukraine. There is going to be aid for Ukraine. Okay, there is going to be aid for Ukraine, but it's coming from the EU and NATO. And yes, technically it is our weapons, but we're going to make them pay for it. But even though we pay the most for NATO anyway, we're technically paying for it. Yikes. That's not all, folks. We got tons of news today. It's the Alex Jones Show. Busy News Monday for you here at the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas. Rolling.
All right, Alex wanted you. He gave you the methylene blue drink earlier. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And he wanted you to do a review.
Hey, I can feel a definite, like an energy spike. Yeah, it feels pretty good.
What are you going to do now?
Energy spike. I'm going to see if it has a crash.
I've never heard of a crash.
Yeah, apparently it doesn't. But yeah, it feels pretty good. Yeah, definitely I feel sharper.
Okay.
Yeah, I was pretty tired coming in here.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
well, you're running around Texas right now. You're dealing with some other issues here.
I was driving all over Texas giving speeches for True Texas Project, and I was pretty efficient in sleep. Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good.
So did he give you the drink or the capsules?
I took the drink, but I got a bottle of each, and I'm going to go and do a longer-term test. We'll see how it goes.
Okay.
Yeah, I do feel kind of amped right now. Yeah.
That's good. Well, that's probably, that might be because you're hanging out with me. So we gotta maybe try to get
I think it's the methylene blue.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen right here on The Alex Jones Show.
All right, I tried my best to just tell you everything coming up on today's show in that opening 5 minutes. I couldn't even do it because there's so much. So let me reattempt that and then circle back to everything that's going on. But the Epstein story refuses to go away, and the Trump administration can continue to make their efforts to bury it or ask us to move on. It's not going to work. It's going to do the exact opposite. Now, I'm going to go through this whole stack of news that's going to cover all that, all the latest developments, where things are at, where things might be going or might not be going. My frustration with the DOJ continues to get worse. I cannot believe that President Trump is issuing messages of affirmation and positivity towards the American people about Pam Bondi. By the way, another pastor just got swatted, another political swatting of a conservative, a right-winger, another total political swatting. Nobody's talking about that anymore. I've decided I'm just giving up. You know, in life, you got to make decisions. You got to make measurements and make decisions. You got to be pragmatic about it if you want to survive. So I don't really talk about the swatting stuff anymore, but let me just tell you, the FBI and the DOJ has completely ghosted the swatting victims. And again, I'm not going to relitigate this whole thing, but you can go back to whenever it happened. This is the one that happened over the weekend to Jackson Lehmeyer, a pro-American pastor, latest victim of the political swattings, guns pointed at him, whole SWAT team. You may recall when that whole stuff was going on, and then it got worse and worse. And of course, I was a victim of this. The FBI was coming out. The DOJ was coming out. Oh, we're going to get them, you know, issuing big messages. Pam Bondi talking big. Well, there were no arrests. They didn't find the culprits. And then they ghosted all of the victims. And it's like, I'm not even mad. And I talked to the local FBI here, and I think they're good agents. And they expressed some frustration. You know, I'll leave it at that. But they've just ghosted us. There's nothing on this. So here we go. Oh, more political swattings. Yeah, but Pam Bondi, she's doing a great job, guys. She's doing a great job. You sell a cup of coffee on the Upper East Side that's anti-Semitic, Pam Bondi's coming there and she's going to shut you down and she's going to focus on that. But, you know, false swatting attacks, guns pointed at American heads, well, you know, not a big deal, really. And then they blow it with the auto pen scandal. I can't even believe it. I just don't get it. Do you want to win or do you not want to win? You've now given the Democrats enough time to circle the wagons and get their story straight on the auto pen scandal, and now they have it, and now they're ahead of the DOJ. Not only, and I guess you could look at the Republicans in the House too, maybe they thought the DOJ would move and they didn't, but the Republicans in the House probably could have moved on hearings here, and there was some closed door hearings, but it was all too little too late. Because you moved so slowly on the auto pen scandal, not only have the Democrats had now time to get their story straight behind the scenes, not only have the Democrats had time to get their story straight, the Biden administration had time to get their story straight, now they've got time, they're now getting ahead of the DOJ, they're now getting ahead of these committees, now they're hitting the press. Isn't that fantastic? One of the biggest scandals in the history of modern American politics. Some are calling it treason. The auto pen scandal, forging the signature of the president of the United States, who knows, maybe selling pardons. Do you really believe that Joe Biden was all in the know about all of this? Give me a break. But that's the story, and they've had months to get their story straight. And now they're even hitting the press. So before the DOJ can even make a move, before we can even get a public hearing, a public testimony under oath, the Biden administration has already got their story straight, and now they're so far ahead of it, they're hitting the press with it. That is a failure, and I'm supposed to sit here on the heels of being told to stop talking about Epstein, and I'm supposed to say, go, Pam Bondi, go. Great job, Pam. They're going to get away with the auto pen scandal now. But let's move on, and we'll circle back to it. I got a whole stack here about Thomas Crooks, the would-be Butler, Pennsylvania assassin. Oh, yeah, that deal that we had no closure on. That deal that we have no answers on. And I can even see, because people are like, well, hey, it's President Trump who's the victim here. So if he's not talking about it, then I don't want to talk about it. You know, it's the same old excuse. I can actually understand from Trump's perspective on this, where if he feels like it's a waste of time, he's just going to move on. It's just like a lot of the swatting victims have decided. It's like, we're done dealing with the FBI. We're done dealing with the DOJ. We're done dealing with the local police. They're not going to do anything. So what am I going to do? Just sit here and spin my wheels, waste my time? No, I'm going to move on. So I can understand why Trump would just be like, all right, I'm moving on, whatever, I'm the president now. I have the Secret Service detail I need. But at the same time, obviously, there was a stand down and then a cover up. And all those hearings that we had in the immediate aftermath produced nothing. And so you had the FBI, former leaders at the FBI, former leaders at the Secret Service, telling these House committees, telling these Senate committees, oh, we'll get you those answers. Oh, we'll get you those answers. Yes. And then they never did. And then the answers never came. And so here we are a year later, still really knowing nothing. And supposed to believe that Thomas Crooks was a lone actor, lone gunman, and he just failed to hit the president, or I guess kill the president, the candidate at the time. So we'll come back to that. You had another shooting at a church over the weekend. We'll tell you what really happened with that. People are twisting that out of reality, what's new. Meanwhile, political persecutions are continuing in this country. Now, the DOJ did do the right thing over the weekend. They needed a win badly, but that was long overdue. But they did something right. We'll tell you what that is. Elon Musk and Tesla making news today as well. I'll tell you what's going on there. And then I got a big stack of geopolitical news dealing with the Middle East and dealing with Ukraine. And really, none of it's good. And then the continued effort at the deportations that I don't even know if it's fair to say it's been a disaster. The disaster was the invasion. So it's really just disaster response. And anytime you have disaster response, there's going to be challenges, obstacles, difficulties. Just like we saw here in Texas. But I think we'll talk more about that tomorrow with some guests in studio that were there volunteering. So there were some good things that happened with the flood response, and then there were some horrible things. And of course, everybody's trying to whitewash it and say, oh, it was such a great job. Well, there was definitely a good effort from the legends, and that's what they are, the National Guard Water Rescue, those guys that are swimming in floodwaters and coming down on helicopters. Those guys are unbelievable. They saved lives. They were still trying to save lives over the weekend. More rain came in. They're back at it again today. Those guys are heroes. They were on top of it. But other than that, I mean, folks, I got some real disturbing news about the local government response. And there's no doubt the federal government response was late. They did get the guardsmen out here. That was heroic. But other than that, like, infrastructure relief and aid was extremely late. And then it came out that there was a bridge that they could have been using. It was on private property. So the other bridges, because people were stranded, thousands of people were stranded. They were told that all the bridges were compromised, if not totally collapsed. They wouldn't let anybody go across. Somebody tried to go across in their car because they were sick of being stranded, and they got shut down and threatened with arrest. Then it came out that there was a private bridge on somebody's private property that connected the roads, and they went to local law enforcement, local government, and said, hey, we got a bridge here. You can start using this to move people. And the government said, no, we're not going to do that. We're going to keep that bridge for our own purpose. We can't let the public use it. Now, I'm going to move on from that. There's going to be guests in studio talking about that, and other people are covering it. But okay, that's what we have going on. Now, maybe I should just read the entire statement here from Trump over the weekend that has people just confused, I think. And there were a couple posts from Trump, but it's like, do I really want to read this long essay? It's clearly the administration. It's clearly Trump himself not knowing how to deal with this backlash, totally mismeasuring their fumble of the Epstein files and the PR disaster that followed. I mean, should I just read through this? Do we want to go through this painstaking process? So here it is from over the weekend then. What's going on with my boys and in some cases gals? They're all going after Attorney General Pam Bondi, who is doing a fantastic job. Boy, I don't know anybody who believes that. We're on one team, Team MAGA. People don't even believe that anymore. And I don't like what's happening. Yeah, neither do we. That's the problem. We have a perfect administration. I mean, now we're just getting ridiculous. A perfect administration? I mean, come on. The talk of the world. And selfish people are trying to hurt it. All over a guy who never dies, Jeffrey Epstein. For years, it's Epstein over and over again. Why are we giving publicity to files written by Obama, Crooked Hillary, Comey, Brennan, and the losers and the criminals of the Biden administration who con the world with Russia hoax? Folks, what is he even talking about here? First of all, Epstein got brought in after his original trial and charges in the 2000s. Epstein was brought in the Trump administration. There was no Obama, there was no Hillary, there was no Comey, there was no Brennan. They weren't around. What is he talking about? I guess you could say Maureen Comey, who continues to spike the biggest cases dealing with what people think are blackmail and child sex trafficking, but Comey's there to make sure nobody finds that out. So I guess if you have James and Maureen Comey, I guess that's what he's talking about. But where are Obama? Where is Hillary and Brennan? What is he talking about? What do they have to do with the Epstein files? So Trump is now trying to argue to the American people that Epstein, who was brought in his administration, but the files were edited by Obama? So first the files don't exist. Now the files exist, but they're edited by Obama and the Obama administration. Hey, look, nobody's doubting, Obama with the hot dog parties and the Democrats with the spirit cookings. But how are you going to sit here and claim that they wrote the Epstein files that you first claimed didn't exist? And they aren't the ones pushing this story. This is your own base pushing the story. I don't see Obama pushing the Epstein file release. Hillary? It's painful to even read through it. They created the Epstein files. They created the Epstein files. Just like they created the fake Hillary Clinton Christopher Steele dossier that they used on me, and now my so-called friends are playing right into their hands. Now, this to me looks like foreshadowing that the Trump administration or Trump himself is anticipating that whatever Epstein files do ever reach the light of day are going to impact him and name him personally. And just to be clear, the rift in the MAGA movement about the Epstein files, I mean, there are people now skeptical of Donald Trump, and of course the left is always going to blame Donald Trump for everything, but for the most part, the majority of this is not about Trump. The majority of this is not about people thinking Trump is covering for himself or even his friends, though some are going there. No, that's not what the issue is. So why would Trump be foreshadowing? He thinks the Democrats wrote the files to make him look bad. Is he anticipating something with that? Why didn't the radical left lunatics release the Epstein files? Well, we assume that's because they're covering for their friends, President Trump. Do you understand? Now that's what people think about this administration. Yeah, we asked the same question. Why wouldn't they release the files? Because we believe they're recovering for it. The same thing applies now. If there was anything in there that could have hurt the MAGA movement, why didn't they use it? Exactly. And now it's hurting the MAGA movement. Talk about irony. They haven't even given up on the JFK or Martin Luther King files. Yeah, well, what is he missing here? Hey, the government's lied to you for years. They taught you these lies in the history textbooks. And by the way, this current government continues to cover up for massive sex trafficking rings that the American people believe implicate some of the most powerful people in the world, in the finance institutions, in politics, and entertainment, and media. But you shouldn't care. You shouldn't care. No matter how much success we have had securing the border, deporting criminals, fixing the economy, energy dominance, a safer world where Iran will not have nuclear weapons, it's enough for some people. Well, let's go bit by bit here. Secure border? Yeah, absolutely. Deporting criminals? They're trying their best. I'll give them a pass on that. Fixing the economy? We're not quite there yet. I think the effort is being made, but I don't think we're quite there yet. And now our foreign policy, I think, is hurting our chances of fixing the economy. Energy dominance? Not there yet. Safer world? What's safer world? There's no safer world. The bombs continue to drop. Russia's aggression in Ukraine is worse. Israel's aggression in the Middle East is worse. And now Israel's taking bombs. IDF soldiers are getting killed. Israelis are getting killed. What do you mean a safer world? Oh, Iran will not have nuclear weapons. It's not a safer world. We don't even know if they did have nuclear weapons. And then, hey, you know, remember, we're the best. We are about to achieve more in 6 months than any other administration has in over 100 years. And we have so much more to do. Well, I agree with the latter. I don't know. The one achievement I've seen in the first 6 months is you took the greatest political coalition, you take the most powerful, populist, common sense, America first political coalition in modern American history, and now you've blown it up. I don't know what other accomplishments you're talking about here that we've never seen. That's what I'm seeing. We are saving the country and making America great again, which will continue to be our priority. Well, again, people are not seeing that. The left is imploding. Why are we even talking about the left? Cash Patel and the FBI must be focused on investigating voter fraud. Oh, political corruption. Act Blue. The rigged and stolen election of 2020 and arresting thugs and criminals. Instead of spending month after month looking at nothing but the same old radical left-inspired documents on Jeffrey Epstein, radical left-inspired? Again, who is he talking to here? And I'm beginning to wonder if there's been a shift in approach, because the from the power structure of MAGA, Donald Trump, you know, it used to be, hey, we have to address a very large coalition, and we're talking to some of the most informed political patriots who are extremely steadfast in their beliefs. So we have to consider this. It seems like they've completely thrown that out the window, and now they're just communicating to the dumbest of the dumb. Now they're just communicating to what is essentially the brainwashed right. Now they're just communicating to, it'd be like the same people Bush could communicate to and do victory laps with. It's not like he's talking to us here. And by the way, nobody's disagreeing that this needs to go on. So then come out and handle it better with PR and say, hey, look, somebody's erased the files. You know, Epstein was a crook. There was a blackmail operation. We don't have it. They've either been destroyed or they're in a foreign country. We've decided we just have to move on. We apologize to the victims. We wish there were more we could do. There will be people investigating this, but we have other things to get to. It's like there could be a thousand ways you could have handled this PR better, and you did the worst possible. And now you're scolding your base that's upset about it. Let Pam Bondi do her job. She's great. Nobody's buying that anymore. The 2020 election was rigged and stolen, and they tried to do the same thing in 2024. That's what she is looking into as AG, and much more. 1 year ago, our country was dead. Now it's the hottest country anywhere in the world. Let's keep it that way and not waste time and energy on Jeffrey Epstein, somebody nobody cares about. Thank you for your attention to this matter. Oh, nobody cares. Really, nobody cares. That's why they're trying to spike the files. Nobody cares. That's why it's been the biggest story for a week now, because nobody cares. That's what it is, because nobody cares. Let Pam Bondi do her job. Stolen election, no arrests. No arrests. Let Pam Bondi do her job. It's falling apart at the seams. And I just can't believe there's nobody in there with enough wherewithal to say, hey, we got to change course on our messaging here. This is a PR disaster, and now we're definitely going to lose the House. So the Iran strikes was already a big foreign policy miss. Now you're back involved with Ukraine, Russia, huge foreign policy miss. So now you've got the Democrats that can go on the anti-war stance. They had no ground to stand on. Now they can go there. It's already happening. And now you're gonna give the Democrats the Epstein win. Now, I'll say, when I cover this stack of the Epstein news, because we're about to come back from this break with Alex Jones talking about how they dropped the ball on fluoride, I'll say there's some potential other angles, but this story is not going away. And now you've got this effort, this digital influence effort, which is all paid for. That's why you see the projection. Oh, Qatar, Qatar, Qatar. No, the real digital influence campaign is in support of Israel and covering up Epstein's involvement with Mossad, or maybe Epstein didn't even know it, even though he bragged about it, which seems like the kind of guy he is. I now think Maxwell is the one that brought Epstein into Mossad. Epstein might have been working with other agencies or just running his own sex trafficking ring, and then eventually Maxwell got involved, and that's when the Mossad connections started to happen. The well-known daughter of a top Mossad spy, Maxwell, who's now saying, oh, I'll come talk to Congress. So what are we to believe now? That the files did exist and that Marine Comey spiked the case so that they never came out again? So we're going to get the Epstein files from Maxwell? I'll get to all that coming up in this other stack of news, but when we come back from this break, Alex Jones talking about the Trump administration, that we were supposed to get the neurotoxin, the poison out of the water, the fluoride out of the water. Well, oh, now we don't even know about that. Well, we don't even know if we can take the poison out of the water, actually. Don't you know? It's MAGA. So much success. MAGA. No more poison in the water, except we're keeping it there.
When it comes to supplements, I am somebody that's like a same way that I am with a Mac user. I'm incredible at using a computer. I have no idea how it works. And I understand the effects and benefits of supplements. I use them, but I have no idea how they work. So like with methylene blue, for example, I found that within 30 minutes of taking it, I have improved focus, improved short-term memory, improved energy. But if I take it late in the day, it doesn't interfere with my ability to sleep, which is very rare for something like this. I get a tingly feeling in my fingertips. It's almost like it's improving my circulation. My wife has chronic pain in her lower back because she's been a ballet instructor for many years. And when she takes it, it goes away for 48 hours. What is actually the science behind why this substance is so powerful?
Your wife, she has kind of unexplained chronic, mild to moderate lower back pain, right? Yeah. There's no injury there. There's no systemic problem. It just, it aches, it hurts, right?
Right.
So our cells have something called the Hayflick limit, right? So your cells, over the course of your life, they divide again and again and again. And around like 48 divisions or something is the number, around 48 divisions, It's not that you become like a Cronenberg monster and you start getting like cancerous tumors all over you, but we as humans, as we get older, we develop these things called senescent cells. Now, normally, if we didn't live in like a plastic and chemical infested hell pit, we would have a normal amount, and our improved lifestyle and modern living should be able to propel us to be like, we should all be 100 years old. But why are we all dying? Why is our life expectancy dropping? It's very simple. We live in an environment that's like 4 or 5 packs of cigarettes a day, on top of everything that everyone else is doing. We all drink out of plastic. We're all around all these carcinogens and whatnot. Everything in our environment is toxic. What something like methylene blue does is it is a very potent antioxidant to such a degree that it actually goes into the cell and takes the first oxidative stress agent that's produced, O2 superoxide, and turns it into water.
Really?
What it does, it's an alternate way for electrons to be given to the cell. So if you have cellular damage, like these senescent cells that have built up over time, and you have these mitochondrial energy pathways that just don't work anymore because the system is dysfunctional, the methylene blue can come in and do the broken job and actually heal something that was never thought to have been able to be healed.
Amazing. So that explains why it can help with things like aches and pains. Obviously, do your own research.
Do your own research. We're talking about like in vivo, in cellular studies. This is just what it does to the cell.
And is this the same mechanism that results in things like feeling like you have more energy and focus? Is it all as a result of this one thing that it does?
Definitely a part of it. They have other effects too on other receptors. For example, methylene blue radically increases glucose uptake in the brain.
Okay.
So it makes you better and more efficient at using your sugar. We all know the brain uses like 25% of the calories in the body or something crazy.
They've done studies that chess masters burn like 5,000 calories in a day in a tournament because they're so focused on directing energy to their mind as they're thinking so critically that it's like almost like an Olympic athlete.
Well, think about this stuff. It operates in a very similar way. That's the real thing methylene blue does. I really believe in this product. A lot of people have bought our methylene blue. Our methylene blue is incredible. I take it personally. I was taking methylene blue about like 2 months before this all happened.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, awesome. I want to come help with this because it's so cool.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, like, this is a solid product. Take this in the morning. A couple hours later, you'll experience the cognitive benefits of it.
Yeah. I've noticed that it helps with focus, short-term memory, things like that. Have you noticed that it helps you get through the day too?
Big time. I mean, when you're looking at energy, this is boosting your own innate processes and making them work like they should. This is a shockingly, statistically significant and effective metabolic compound that has been studied for almost 200 years. It's very powerful, very potent, and it's available. So you can get yours today.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Over the weekend, the Trump DOJ knocked another ball for Team Tyranny out of the park. They blocked a federal court ruling that had the support of the HHS, EPA, FDA, you name it, and all these scientists, and Robert Kennedy Jr. and the plaintiffs, to remove hydrofluorosilicic acid, or the most toxic concentrated form of fluoride, out of the water. Now, the United States started fluoridation after World War II. A few countries in the world put a little bit of it in, and it's all been removed. You have major FDA reports coming out last year that it causes major neurological problems, brain damage, cancer, lowered IQ. Until the 1940s, it was the main bug poison you bought at the store. They would just put powder out on the ground, and if a bug walked through it, it would later die. And that's just regular sodium fluoride, not super concentrated, weaponized, the most deadly form of fluoride, the second strongest acid in the world, hydrofluorosilicic acid. It also acts as an adjuvant for any other toxins in the body to bring that across the blood-brain barrier. It's heavily connected with the cocktail of other things like vaccines and pesticides to autism, the exploding neurological disorders we see. So here we have the Trump administration that's been doing so much good, now suddenly accelerating war, now starting to authorize more mRNA shots, coming out and saying there is no Epstein list, and so forget about it after promising to release all the Epstein information. And then Trump did an about face for the weekend and said, no, actually the Democrats have controlled the Epstein case files for years, so they've doctored them, which they doctor everything. I'm not saying that couldn't be true. But at the same time, it's just flip-flopping and 180s and all the rest of it. And then you've got this action by the Solicitor General, officially under Pam Bondi, to appeal this federal court ruling that says take hydrofluorosilicic acid out of the water. Now, states across the country, led by Utah, now passed laws to pull it out. Kennedy is once a federal ban. He's been pushing it. Even the top FDA and EPA scientists are all on record. And then there's major law groups that have been winning cases. We'll put their sites and ex post up here. And we just saw the FDA come out last week and say, under Kennedy's direction, he doesn't control it, but he's advisory, you need to take all the fluoride out of the different children's medications, that they just add to it to strengthen the power of whatever the drug is. It's an adjuvant, it's an accelerant, it's an amplifier. But it's a serious neurotoxin, and so that's now out. They've now ordered the drug companies to stop it. So what Kennedy can do, he's doing a great job on, but more and more he's being blocked by the goalies that is the DOJ. So this is a hands-down known fact of how deadly hydrofluorosilicic acid is, and what it does to our bodies. Now it's lowered US IQs massively. If you go to any big grocery store, they're finally phasing it out, but for 30 years, they have formula water for babies fortified with fluoride, way, way even above the level they admit causes serious brain damage, infertility, neurological disorders, cancer, you name it. So this has been done on purpose to dumb us down. They don't just teach 2 + 2 = 5 in school with Common Core to dumb you down with the curriculum. They do it chemically. And we are the most drugged up, most unhealthy people in the world. Rather than ban glyphosates, they just got approval for one that's 45 times stronger to be sold over the counter. Hey, if you want breast cancer or testicular cancer, or you want to, you know, get pancreatic cancer, this is the way to go. So when it comes to the chemical companies, Trump is really, and his people are really doing some bad stuff. And I've held my tongue on Susie Wiles and Pam Bondi being part of those big legal consultancies that work for the big chemical companies and Pfizer and others. But now it's clear. I'll do a whole separate report on this tomorrow when I'm back in studio in Austin. But they've now been blocking a bunch of court cases that Kennedy and Dell Bigtree and a bunch of other people supported and brought in the last 4 or 5 years against Pfizer, Moderna, and others, with all the proof of how deadly those shots are, the mRNA mutagenic shots. So across the board, these lobbyists, lawyers, and others are absolutely going against MAHA and what we elected Trump for. And I'm just going to call balls and strikes on Trump. I'm glad it wasn't Kamala Harris in there. And I like what's happened on the border and trying to stop war with Russia and all the rest of it and getting our jobs back and, you know, the trade deals. That's all great. And shutting down the border 96%. And they have found a lot of the missing kids. That's great. Tom Homan's did a great job. But for people out there that say, hey, trust the plan and, you know, you're against Trump, you criticize any of this, you're mentally ill. We have to put pressure on the Trump administration because there's a tug of war with insiders and lobbyists and others who go make recommendations to Trump, who are really starting to make the administration go from doing a really great job to starting to shift into some really bad territory. And so the Israel lobby and all these other neocon lobbies want us to just shut up about war and do whatever Trump says. Well, that's what people are recommending to Trump. We're his constituents. We're putting pressure on him. So anybody that tells you not to criticize Trump or you're not a supporter thinks you're stupid and is trying to get you into a Democrat Party-style cult. And it's extremely, extremely, extremely dangerous. So really, I've always called balls and strikes, but more and more I'm going to try to actually come up with some report card systems on the major issues. And I'm going to start putting out like a monthly basic report card on the big issues. You know, the guy who's really an expert on this and already does it is the folks over at the John Birch Society, the president of the John Birch Society. We need to get to William F. Jasper on, actually, because they already do a report card. I know they've got one coming out on Trump. In fact, we'll try to get him on the next few days, because that's the only way I can, you know, really do this is, okay, Trump's good here, A plus here, B minus here, C minus here, you know, F here. And then, hey, let's put pressure on so that they don't do this. Because it's our pressure getting them to dial back to war with Iran. It's our pressure getting them to, you know, do so many of these things. And fluoride's very unpopular. It's on record bad for you. And this is outrageous that you have HHS head going around, the state's banning it, the feds moving to ban it, and then they have a court ruling, you know, signaling, yeah, we understand this is right, and it's a class action, and that's the proper way for the courts to do it. And then the DOJ comes in and says, we're appealing this. And while that's being appealed for the next few years, the fluoride's going to stay in your damn water. Okay? And if you want bone cancer, you want brain cancer, this is the way to go. You want lower fertility, this is the way to go. You want accelerated aging, this is the way to go. You want lower IQs, this is the way to go. So I am just very upset about this. And I'm, you know, more and more, again, seeing Trump go from doing a 95% good job to like a 90%, an 85%. I mean, it's really ticking down here. And we need to put major pressure on this administration. We need to support the good people. We need to expose the bad people. I'm not an enemy of Pam Bondi's. She seems like a nice lady. You know, I know Dan Bongino, those people. I don't think they're bad people, but I think they're in over their heads. And just everything we've been seeing is absolutely not what we voted for, more and more. And so what do you think about Trump administration? This is high level. This was a decision by the Solicitor General and the Attorney General. It's all on record to appeal this and try to keep deadly bug poisons, basically what it is, fluoride, in your water. You have the American Chemical Council that's just an open group for the big chemical companies that want all this done. We got the Paraquat, all these other deadly chemicals sprayed in our lakes and rivers to, quote, kill hydrilla because it's invasive. And then it kills all the turtles and fish and it gets into our drinking water and makes our cancer explode. The atrazine, the bisphenol A, I mean, we're really moving to get all this out. But these corrupt chemical companies are doing all this stuff that's not even needed for agriculture or anything. It's all about control. They have all these chemicals that are a lot safer, but they choose the ones that are the most toxic, and they bomb our environment with it. And we are the most unhealthy people on Earth by far, and getting more and more so every day. Our standard of life is down. We're not living as long. All the different disorders are off the charts. We are very, very sickly people. And our children now, 1 in 3 has diabetes or is pre-diabetic. It's trending towards half soon. Autism rates from 1 in 50,000 50-something years ago, like 1 in 33 now. I mean, this is serious. You go out in public, you see the public, we look like we've been poisoned to death, because we are. So I am extremely upset about this. I'm just extremely disgusted. And I need Trump to succeed. I know the Democrats are pure evil. I know they're out of control. They want to put me in prison. They want to just take our children and wall away from us culturally and literally mutilate them. Okay, I mean, we know they're pure evil turned over to the globalist. And Trump's the guy we brought in. There's other populists being elected all over the world. So there's a very good trend there. But we have to fight each time we get these people in that they don't get taken off course or get co-opted. We have to use our energy as constituency, as the grassroots. Politics is downstream from the grassroots to fight the globalist corporate astroturf. So getting Trump back in, the fight just begun. And again, I do not apologize for holding his feet to the fire. And I'm going to be doing it a lot more and a lot more intensely. People, you know, 6 months goes, God, you're only cheerlead. Well, I mean, the course was basically perfect. And now we're going off course here. And I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. So Trump belongs to us. This is our administration. Doesn't belong to Netanyahu. Doesn't belong to the chemical companies. Doesn't belong to Pfizer. Doesn't belong to Fauci. And, you know, they tried to float out new mRNA shots and all the rest of it. They're trying to get approval of that. Kennedy's fighting it. And we've got to help him fight it. All right? It's that simple. So what do you think in the comments below about Trump coming out and his administration saying, nope, we want to keep the fluoride in the water. It's great for you, despite all the evidence, despite all the facts. More reports coming up. Owen Schroeder's live right now, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, doing my show. I'll be back later today and tomorrow. God bless you all. Now get this report out, because you're the Paul Revere's, or listen to the globalist and just shut up, because that's what an American does, is you sit down and you shut up. And you drink the glyphosate, and you drink the fluoride, and you take the Pfizer shots, and you give your kids the serotonin reuptake inhibitors and the Adderall, and you just roll over and you die. And you let the schools brainwash your kids into transgenderism, and you just roll over. Now, the good news is Trump's battling all that, which is great. Going after the states, pulling federal funds, you know, to put women in you know, in the position of having men in their sports and all the rest of it. It all needs to stop. We need to turbocharge the good things Trump's doing and support him. And we need to scream bloody murder on the things we don't agree with, because we're the American people. It's we the people. It's our country and it's our voices. And you should not be ashamed to use your voices. You should be proud. You should use them more intensely than ever right now. There's a battle for the heart and soul of MAHA and MAGA right now. Thank you so much. Be sure to follow me on X at Real Alex Jones and watch the live streams of Real Alex Jones right now on Infowars.com/show. Thank you.
All right, now I'm going to get into this stack of the news dealing with the Epstein debacle. I want to respond to a couple of things that Alex just said first, though, and then we'll kind of wrap it up with the different video clips, putting it into context. You know, my mindset, and I had this thought over the weekend, and I don't know if Alex is having kind of the same thoughts, but it seems like we're kind of reaching the general conclusion here. And I just can't help it, but I just make sports analogies. For me, this is what, this is the conclusion I reached over the weekend, and I just decided, okay, this is the reality, and to approach it differently, because I'm not going to come on every day on InfoWars and be angry and be upset and be let down and sometimes get overly emotional and raise my voice and all this stuff. I'm not going to do that. But, you know, there has been a bit of that lately. I can't help it. We wear our emotions on our sleeves here. So why is that? It's like when you first start, let's say it's baseball season. So you first start the baseball season and you think, you know, this team can win a championship. And this is the team that's going to go all the way. Finally, we've been waiting forever to win a championship. We've got the team this year. We've got the roster. We've got everybody we need. And this is the team that's going to win it. And then it is the All-Star break right now for Major League Baseball, so we'll use that as the example. And then it's the All-Star break, and your team just lost 10 games in a row, and you're in last place in the division. And then the manager's telling you how great things are and how the pitchers are great. They have the worst ERA in the league. And you're like, okay, you know what? I was upset, thought this team was good, thought we could win a championship. Now I realize, okay, well, we're curtailing our expectations, and then we're going to handle the rest of the season in that way. It kind of feels that way right now with this administration. Like, we had all of our expectations, we had all of our hopes and dreams and everything, and now it's like, yeah, actually, you're probably really about here. You're going to get some good stuff, but you're not here. You're not championship team. You're not winning the Super Bowl. You're maybe going 500 in a good year for you now, but you're not winning a Super Bowl. You're not winning a World Series. You're not doing that. Now, comebacks have happened. It's happened before in sports. It's very rare, but team can be last in the league and then win a championship. Has happened before. So I'm not giving up on this administration, but I'm definitely curtailing my expectations and handling things differently. But aside from that, you've got to wonder what goes on. Oh, now we're going to approve the mRNA shots for kids. Oh, now we're going to keep the fluoride in the water. Are we just dropping the ball on these things? Are we giving up? Has somebody convinced Trump or his administration that, hey, this is necessary population control. Keep the bombs dropping in the Middle East. Keep the drums dropping in Ukraine and Russia. There's too many people. We got to get that population down. So this is just how we do it. And for the most part, the American people remain unscathed. They don't know. What they don't know won't hurt them. So just tell them it's good. Is that what's going on? Is that why the fallout with Trump and Musk is such a thing? Because Musk doesn't believe in that. But you know, it's funny, before I get into this Epstein stack, you saw last week with the deportations, and people are saying, look at how the traffic in Los Angeles has cleared up now with these deportations. And if that's, I don't know what else would have caused it, but that's the conclusion people are reaching. That is an incredible story. No doubt that is an unbelievable story if that is really the case. that you had so many illegal aliens here or so many non-citizens here that I guess are self-deporting that now you don't even have traffic. So that just shows you how this country had been invaded for all of these years. It's a mind-blowing statistic. But I do have to say, it's a little confusing. We talk about birth rate decline or population collapse, and yet I just look at Austin, and it's not only Austin, but, you know, we've got apartments going up left and right. I mean, massive, massive living facility infrastructure is going up. Huge. Like 10,000 units, it feels like, a month. So where's the population collapse if that's going on? Or is it Americans not having kids and we're just importing the third world and putting them in these facilities? But let's get back to this Epstein stack. Democrat Ro Khanna demands House vote on full Epstein files release. Now, I don't believe Ro Khanna is involved in any of this. So, okay, Ro Khanna is one of the good Democrats, if you can even believe that. Seems hyperbolic, but Ro Khanna is a good Democrat. Now, I'm going to come full circle on this with the Democrats demanding these files. Maxwell, Epstein's ex-girlfriend, said she would speak before Congress. Oh, it's his girlfriend. It's my girlfriend. Yeah, the daughter of the Mossad spy who died, he fell off his yacht. That's my girlfriend. That's my girlfriend, don't you know it? Oh, she wants to speak before Congress, it's being reported. Ready to reveal the truth of the pedophile client list. And then they say, oh, Republicans are blocking her. Now, look, this originates out of the Daily Mail. I can't tell you whether this is true or not. Maxwell is in a federal prison. Very little information about things that she's actually saying get out. So who knows where this originates from? She could have said something about this to somebody on the phone. I don't know. But it's not like she's running around talking to reporters all day long. She's in a federal prison. Now, phone privileges are different in each federal prison. Some they're open and you can get pretty easy access to the phone. Others, it's very hard to get access to the phone. But imagine, and I guess for Maxwell, maybe she thinks she can get a sweeter deal if she comes out with this stuff, if that's the case. Or maybe she's had a change of heart. Somehow I doubt that. But so you're telling me, the files don't exist, and now they do exist. Oh, nobody's covering the, somebody's covering them up, so now Maxwell is going to tell the truth about it. But you know what? This road leads back to Maureen Comey. Why is Maureen Comey still employed with the federal government? Everybody knows James Comey was corrupt. Trump fired James Comey. Trump is no fan of James Comey. So why is his daughter on the Diddy case spiking that? Why is his daughter on the Maxwell case spiking that? So the files do exist. Maxwell has all the information, but Maureen Comey made sure that never saw the light of day. Maureen Comey made sure that information never came out in the Maxwell trials. And yet Maureen Comey still employed and just spiked the Diddy case where it's going to be the same thing. Oh, no. Diddy just hired some prostitutes. That's it. The freak-offs, the baby oil, the videotapes, the cameras everywhere, the big powerful celebrities and politicians and everybody else going to these parties. Nothing to see here. Diddy just hired a hooker. That's all. And that's what they got him on. So it's the same thing. Oh, Epstein was just a lone pedophile, and Maxwell was just his girlfriend. Just, you know, come on. That's what Maureen Comey's prosecution determined. Same thing with Diddy. Hey, Diddy, he's no threat to anybody. He's virtually innocent. He hired a hooker, brought her across state lines. That's all. Nothing to see here. It's just a hooker. It's just a hooker. He just hired a hooker. Calm down. Oh, it's Maureen Comey. Now Maxwell says, okay, yeah, I'll come out and tell the truth about the client list. Maureen Comey wasn't interested in that going public. So what are we going to have? Diddy come out now? If Diddy gets sentenced to maximum, I don't know what the maximum for his crimes were, but let's say Diddy gets sentenced to the maximum multiple years. It'll go beyond time served. So what, Diddy's going to come out and say, oh, I'm going to tell the truth about all the blackmail. I'm going to tell the truth about why I had freak-offs and the baby oil and all the video cameras. I'm going to come out and tell the truth now because Maureen Comey didn't want it to come out. Maureen Comey made sure I could get off with just the prostitution charge. Maureen Comey made sure Maxwell could get off and go to jail, but nobody would know what was really going on. Why is Maureen Comey still employed with the federal government? Musk slams Trump's defense of Bondi on Epstein controversy. Just released the files as promised. And now Zoran Mamdani says the swamp is deeper than we thought. Even Mamdani is now running on the Epstein files. Fox and Friends warns Trump to address Jeffrey Epstein's story. Yeah, Fox and Friends very rarely, if ever, say anything negative about Trump. Even they see that this is bigger than Trump. General Flynn urges Trump to confront Epstein cover-up. Says nation cannot heal until elites are held accountable for child abuse. Very well put. Oh, but Trump says it's all the Democrats. Nobody cares. Put up or shut up. Dems suddenly want Trump and men to disclose Epstein's secrets. Now, look, I'll do full spectrum analysis here. I'm not saying I believe this is the case, but I'd say it's definitely on the board. If this is like a roulette table, I'd say it's on the board. Imagine if Trump just baited the Democrats into forcing the release of the Epstein files. And then he can say, I had nothing to do with it. And then whatever fallout there is, whatever names are on it, he can say, I didn't do it. The Democrats forced us to do it. The Democrats, maybe they'll try to get Maxwell up for a hearing. I'm saying it's a possibility. I don't think that that's the case. But now, how ironic is it, politically speaking, because we do have a democracy system here. People have to vote. So now the Democrats are going to be running on anti-war in the midterms, and they're going to be running on the Epstein list being covered up by Trump. That's where we're at now. Who saw that coming? And they had nothing to run on. They had nothing to run on. Now they can run on anti-war and the Epstein list. And we just gave it right to them.
Fox News alert, the Ayatollah's gone into hiding. He's believed to be holed up inside an underground bunker northeast of the Capitol. Iranian proxies, which have been severely degraded, are threatening to commit acts of terror against American troops and American ships in the region.
And sources are telling ABC News that President Trump has approved the attack plans for Iran that were presented to him.
And American businesses are now bracing for cyber attacks. The whole world's watching.
In light of that news, I have a message directly from the president, and I quote, based on the fact that there's a substantial chance of negotiations that may or may not take place with Iran in the near future, I will make my decision whether or not to go within the next 2 weeks. That's a quote directly from the president for all of you today.
What's your take on that? Because people say, well, that's just the press secretary. No, that's Trump talking. Now it looks like he's given himself more breathing room, 2 weeks, when we were coming down to the deadline. And the last deadline passed, obviously, and within 24 hours, Israel struck.
What Trump is saying, I believe, in that message is, I don't want to embroil America in a war for the next decade plus.
And that's what he's been saying in the last 48 hours, or really 24, is, I only want to do this if it doesn't turn into a long war. Now he's learning it will. And so sanity is prevailing. Wow, that's so important. People need to call and get a free consultation or go sign on the email. You guys are the best. You have the best prices selling it at wholesale. That's why you're top rated. Most other places are a scam. It's just true. Gold and silver is great, but not the way people sell numismatics and collectibles. It's a scam, folks. It goes from bad to worse. You're the place to go to. You can also roll over financial instruments. It's so easy, but people need to go to KEPM.com/gold, 720-605-3900. And folks really need to take action. Now, the best investment there is. All I'm going to do is steer you right, folks, because I treat you like I want to be treated on the supplements, on the products, on the sponsors, only the best. And that's Kirk Elliott Precious Metals, KEPM.com/gold, 720-605-3900. Call now for your free consultation.